The 1128 Advent Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Missio Alliance.
We are honored that you have chosen to join us for this series entitled Desperate for Advent. The first week of Advent, a thrill of hope. Hope feels like a warm cup of cocoa by the fire when it's 20 degrees and snowing outside. Hope feels like an oasis in the desert. Hope feels like a brand new baby, warm and soft, full of potential, but also fragile. I have never felt the need for hope so desperately. This first week of Advent invites us to risk hope. Hope that the God who moved into the neighborhood of humanity will again bring new life, better life. Hope is not only risky, it is a discipline. Activist Mariam Kaba reminds those who long for the world to be different that hope is a discipline in need of practice. And Advent is a good season for that practice. It seems that during Advent, we all practice generosity in a way that outpaces other seasons of the year. That generosity is a hope practice. It seems we all practice optimism as a year draws to a close. Optimism can be a hope practice. And it seems we all practice intentional relationship building during December. Well, this is also a hope practice. But it seems valid to also say that right now, hope feels in short supply. Maybe it too is caught somewhere in a supply chain backup, but hope isn't just falling from the sky around us. It takes focus and discipline to access hope and then apply it. To that end, I want to invite you to one place to approach hope. If you are able, we're going to enter into a contemplative space. So if you're driving, this might not be the time to finish the rest of this podcast. It would be helpful to have something to write on and the ability to sit still with your eyes closed. You can pause here if you need to wait and come back to this portion of the podcast. I will read two passages for you and offer some questions you might want to use for journaling. I'll invite you to place both of your feet on the floor, press your back into your chair, and take a deep breath. Turn your mind's eye to see God smiling. If at any point during our practice you become distracted or agitated, you can always come back to here. Breathe deeply and see God smiling at you. Hear these words. Watch for this. The time is coming, God's decree, when I will keep the promise I made to the families of Israel and Judah. When that time comes, I will make a fresh and true shoot sprout from the David tree. He will set things right. That's when Judah will be secure and Jerusalem live in safety. The motto for the city will be, God has set things right for us. Jeremiah 33, 14 through 16. For you, today, right now, what things do you desire to be set right? Name them in God's presence. Write them down if you so desire. Hear the passage again. Watch for this. The time is coming, God's decree, when I will keep the promise I made to the families of Israel and Judah. When that time comes, I will make a fresh and true shoot sprout from the David tree. He will set things right. That's when Judah will be secure and Jerusalem live in safety. The motto for the city will be, God has set things right for us. As you look at your list of things you desire to be set right, how risky does it feel to hope that God would do this work? Maybe rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the riskiest. Be honest with yourself and with God. Now hear this second passage. We who have run for our very lives to God have every reason to grab the promised hope with both hands and never let go. It is an unbreakable spiritual lifeline, reaching past all appearances right to the very presence of God, where Jesus, running on ahead of us, has taken up his permanent post as high priest for us in the order of Melchizedek. What does applying hope as a discipline clarify about the things that you want set right in the world? Hear the passage again. We who have run for our very lives to God have every reason to grab the promised hope with both hands and never let go. It's an unbreakable spiritual lifeline, reaching past all appearances right to the very presence of God, where Jesus, running on ahead of us, has taken up his permanent post as high priest for us in the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews 6, 18 through 20. Hold these thoughts like a gift in your hand. The things you want set right, how risky they feel, and the discipline of hope. Place them in your hands and offer them to God. See God's gentle smile to receive what you bring today. You are so very loved. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.